Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Fortnite Mares is here, so we're going to get into that real quick. But first up, I want to let you know that I am one of the creators that you can support in Fortnite in the Support a Creator event. And all you have to do is put Mike Daddy in the item shop section, and whenever you spend your V-Bucks over there, Fortnite is going to pay me a little bit. Again, Mike Daddy is MMMIKEDADDY. We got to give a special shout out and thank you to Emperor God slash or AKA Evil Empire Games. We're on YouTube. Thank you to you for supporting me in the game. He is the latest user that has sent me a screenshot letting me know that he is indeed supporting me in the game. Again, there is over 100 of you guys, so please send me those screenshots so I can give you shout-outs here on the show. Thank you again, Emperor God, a.k.a. Evil Empire Games. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Also, guys, I do have an Amazon link in the show notes in the description. If you click on that and shop around on Amazon, Amazon will pay me a little bit for whatever you shop in there. Again, it's no extra cost to you. Alrighty, let's talk about Fortnite Mares here a little bit. The first thing I want to mention is there's a couple of new things that you get in just for booting up the game when you first boot up the game. One of the things you're going to get when you first boot up the game after the update is the banners for all the Fortnite clubs. They have just been awarded to you. And yeah, that's one of the things that is in there. Of course, there's a bunch of other changes in the 6.2 update. We'll get to those in just a moment. But also with the Fortnite Mares comes challenges. It's going to unlock in four different parts. They're going to unlock throughout the next week. Right now we have the part one challenges, which after you complete these challenges, you are going to unlock the fiery sticker. And these are pretty straightforward. And this will kind of be a preview for what's going to happen in the 6.2 update that we're going to get to. So part one challenges are to destroy 200 cube monsters, deal 5,000 damage with assault rifles or pistols to cube monsters, visit a corrupted area in 7 different matches, and dance in front of 5 different gargoyles. Again, you are going to unlock a fiery sticker after you complete these challenges, and there's going to be 3 more challenges, 3 more parts to the challenges after this to unlock more things. But that's the first part that they have set up right now. So let's get into the 6.2 update so that you can find out what these cube monsters are. Alrighty, let's see here. Alrighty. Fortnite Mares 2018 by the Fortnite team. They say, happy haunting, Fortnite fans. Fortnite Mares 2018 is here, featuring all manner of haunting happenings across Fortnite. Skulk in the new shadows. Skulk in the shadows to scare your way to a victory royale, or brave their brave hair-raising husks to complete the weekly new missions. Darkness has risen. And then Battle Royale during Fortnite Mares, you'll face off against cube monsters in a whole new way of playing Battle Royale. There are new weapons to fight back against these creepy creatures, like the six shooter and fiend hunter crossbow. Take out the cube fiend's fragments to pick up loot and survive against enemy players. Make sure you're looking good while the darkness descends up, and pick up the new Deadfire outfit. This new type of reactive outfit features in-match progression, giving you a way to show off your skills in style. The outfit will progress through 2 style styles based on the damage you deal enemies, players, and AI, and how long you last in a match. Deadfire also comes with the Shackled Stone back bling, and you can pick up his matching Dark Shard pickaxe in the store. Both of these are reactive cosmetics. That's what's in the item shop right now. Deadfire is straight fire. Loving it. Fortnite Mares has its own set of free challenges. Complete each challenge set to unlock a new in-game cosmetic. These are the first set of challenges we just mentioned. Destroy cube monsters, deal damage with assault rifles or pistols to cube monsters, visit a corrupted area in different matches, and dance at different gargoyles. Come back every few days for a new set of challenges and rewards. If you complete the final set of challenges, you'll be rewarded with the Dark Engine Glider. and then there's some Save the World stuff. I am going to do a separate episode for Save the World, so we'll do that in the next episode. This one is just going to pertain to Battle Royale. Let's get into the version 6.20 patch notes. Let's see here. Trick or treat. Come one and all. Are you ready for some scares? Then join us this season during Fort Nightmares. New weapons and heroes are soon to arrive. Will they be enough to help you survive? Approaching now, it's a fun new sound, and all new surprises await in Playground. But that's not all. There's plenty more. So join us to see what 6.20 has in store. Some more great poetry by Fortnite. Let's see here. Fort Nightmares, Battle Royale, and Save the World. Explore all the tasty treats, exciting appearances, and new looks. Read the Fort Nightmares blog to watch the video and get details for both Battle Royale and Save the World. Let's see here. The six-shooter Battle Royale. Do you feel lucky, partner? Show off your gunslinger skills with the new six-shooter. And then here's the glider redeploy mentioned again for Battle Royale. Glider redeploy is currently available in all game modes. Help us test this feature and fly high above the competition. So that is live right now, guys, in every game mode. New playground items, Battle Royale, man your stations, a new pirate ship minigame, and other fun additions are now available in Playground, as well as changes to the Spiky Stadium. And then, just real quick, in this general section, there is a new Mythic Soldier in Save the World, and Save the World is also 50% off right now for everybody. We'll go over those some in more detail in the Save the World episode later on today. General notes, the social list has been completely redesigned. This is the first of many steps toward improving the social experience within Fortnite. Expect more frequent updates and improvements to this experience over the coming weeks. The main social list has received new art, animations, and flow. The social list button has been moved to the left side of the screen and can now be directly accessed with a controller. Controller and touch support has been improved. Party Finder has been removed. All previous Party Finder functionality has moved to the new social list. Places that used to open Party Finder now open the new social list. And here's some note issues. We got some right off the bat. The Fort Nightmares cinematic video will not play on the Nintendo Switch platform. So there was a cinematic video that came out with the version 6.2 dealing with a cube and it exploding and everything. If you want to check it out, it is posted over in Discord in the patch notes section. So go ahead over there and you can click on the link that will take you straight to the video. If you're wanting to check the top community issues, you head over to the Fortnite Community Issues Trello board. Let's see here. Here are the Battle Royale patch notes. Limited time event, Fort Nightmares. Summary, the cube strike back, bringing Fort Nightmares to Battle Royale. Drop in and discover what the cube has unleashed. What's new? Cube fragments spawn cube monsters. Drop in and discover the different types. Large cube fragments are found near corrupted areas of the island. Small cube fragments are created randomly throughout the match. Cube fiends, brutes, and fragments all have a chance to drop loot. Defeating a cube fiend or brute will grant a small amount of shield. Eliminating a cube fiend will grant +3 shield. Eliminating an elite cube fiend will grant +5 shield. Eliminating a cube brute will grant +10 shield. Eliminating an elite cube brute will grant 15 shield. And eliminating a mega cube brute will grant 20 shield. We have the Fiend Hunter crossbow has been added into the game. So we got the crossbow back. The Fort Nightmare limited time weapon. It's available in Epic variant. It is 40 base damage. It does 1.8 shots per second, so almost 2 shots per second. It does 4 times the damage against fiends. So it's not going to be that useful in-game when you are going after your opponent. So it only does 40 damage. But it's going to do 4 times that against the fiends, so that's pretty cool. 7 arrow magazine sizes, unlimited ammo, can be found from floor loot, chests, and vending machines. Let's go over the playground changes. A lot of big changes in here, and a lot of things that should be really fun. So there's a new Porter Fort grenades are available in vending machines at the southern edge of Loot Lake. The Porta Challenge set includes the Building Challenge, Obstacle Course, and Firing Range minigames. There's 4 of each type with varying difficulty. The Spiky Stadium makes a return with a brand new respawn system and vending machines to provide all the necessary grenades. Finally, there's the Port a Pirate Ship minigame. This grenade spawns a recreation of the minigame shown off by XXVXN. Port a Challenge Obstacle Course. Collect the tokens and avoid the obstacles while honing your building skills. Building Challenge, build the structure as fast as possible. Firing Range, take out as many dummies as you can within the time limit. Spiky Stadium version 2, so once you're inside the new Spiky Stadium, players will respawn at designated spawn points inside the play space. Vending machines provide grenades and traps to allow you to customize your play. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Spiky Stadium was already pretty fun. Now it's going to be even more fun that you can actually designate your spawn points when you're inside the play space. That way you don't have to come back down and drop down every time to get back into the Spiky Stadium. You can get right back in and start doing some more spiky fun Spiky Stadium stuff. So that's exciting to see. The Port a Pirate Ship, so it's a recreation of the minigame shown off by SXVXN, spawns two large wooden pirate ships. The minigame will split players into two teams with the goal of destroying the other team's ships. Port a Pirate Ship Ironclad Edition spawns two large metal pirate ships. Grenades and lockets are provided for maximum destruction. New vending machines have been added across the map to provide more traps and weapons. A new respawn button has been added to the in-game player menu. I'm loving this. I'm loving all the changes that they're making to the playground here. There's just a lot more fun stuff that you can do just to go in there and get set up on minigames really quick. So that should be a lot of fun to check all those things out and play with all your friends. I know I'll be playing with my kids because we have a fun time in playground when I play with my son. Let's get into the weapons and items. So the six shooter has been added, available in uncommon, rare, and epic variants, doing a base damage of 34, 36, and 38, respectively. Shoot from the hip for faster fire rate, or trade rate of fire precision by aiming down the sight. It uses medium ammo, can be found from floor loot, chest, and vending machines. The rocket launcher is now the pumpkin rocket launcher. This is a visual only change. The hand cannon balance changes increased damage to structures. So the hand cannon now, when you have the epic, does it did 79 damage. Now it does 150 damage. The legendary went from 83 damage to 157 damage. Remember, guys, this is damage to structures. And so they also increased the minimum long range body shot damage. The epic went from 30 to 50 damage, and the legendary went from 31 to 52 damage. Now that's body shots, so that's pretty good. And then they increased the minimum long range headshot damage. So from long range, headshot damage for the epic hand cannon went from 60 to 100 damage, and the legendary went from 62 to 104. So these are some pretty big changes to the hand cannon, making it just that much more better of a weapon. It was not something a lot of people were using quite regularly. You might want to start picking up and see if you can land some of these headshots, or if you're early game and you come across somebody who probably doesn't have shield yet. Now that just the epic itself does 50 damage to the body, you know, it's only going to take you two shots to take somebody out. So, you know, pretty viable, especially early game. Let's see here, the stink bomb. It has increased chance to find from floor loot from 0.27% to 0.47%. They increased the chance to find from chests from 2.37% to 4.08%. And they increased the chance of getting an explosive weapon from chests from 3.06 to 3.35%. They decreased the chance of getting a grenade launcher from 1.35 to 0.91%. And they increase the chance of getting a rocket launcher from 0.83% to 1.12%. I like the trade-off there. I prefer the rocket launcher versus the grenade launcher, just because, you know, it shoots in a line, so you can kind of zoom, you know, aim for a specific structure that you're trying to take out when your enemies have built. So I like that you get the rocket launcher a little bit more often than the grenade launcher. Let's see here. So here's the gameplay. The glider redeploy functionality that's available in the soaring limited time modes can now be used in all game modes. Help us test this feature and let us know what you think. Remember, guys, it's important. Let them know what you think. Now that it's actually going to be live and up, go play it and let them know what you think. So when you're in the midair and greater than 10 meters up, press jump to deploy your glider. Weapons now reload upon respawn in modes that keeps the player's inventory. Storm changes. I'm loving these storm changes. So the wait time for phase 3 has been reduced from 120 seconds to 90 seconds. Wait time for phase 5 has been reduced from 70 seconds to 50 seconds. So again, just encouraging more movement throughout the game, making it and making the pace of the game a little bit faster. So late game moving circles will now immediately begin traveling to a new location after it reaches its current destination. Storm's maximum damage has been reduced from 10 to 8, and the late game moving circles will now immediately begin traveling to a new location after it reaches its current destination. Players will now take 2 damage per second while in the down but not out state instead of 2 damage every 2 seconds. Maximum time in the down but not out state reduced from 100 seconds to 50 seconds if no friendly player attempts to revive you. So you have half the amount of time to for somebody to come revive you. Bug fixes. Removing ability to rocket ride quad launcher rockets. Fixes streaming issues on low-end iOS devices. Audio. They added unique sounds when cycling through traps. Removed the in-air audio cue for gliders that belong to friendly teammates. And they reduced volume of the Dark Viking glider. UI, your name now always appears at the top of the squad list in-game. I actually like that because sometimes, you know, you could be anywhere randomly on the list, and now it's just easier to keep track of where your name is and where your teammates' names are going to be each time you get into a game. Bug fixes, when a challenge bundle is delayed, it will now display as coming soon rather than unlocking in 0 seconds. And chain quests in the challenge bundles now show the current quest number in the chain over the total number of quests in the chain. So for example, there's 1 of 2, 2 of 3, etc. So what they're talking about here is the challenges that have different stages. So they'll let you know how far you are into the stage. That way, if you guys aren't aware of how many stages that challenge has, now you'll know, and you'll see your progress of how many of them you've completed. So the art and animation. New variants added to the Musha and Jaime outfits that are part of the Bushido set. No challenges are needed to unlock these variants. If you own the outfits, they will automatically be unlocked. Bug fixes. Pets no longer get stuck floating in the air after their owner drives a vehicle off a jump. Fixed quad crasher jump trick animation displays. Changes in other players' aim and view directions are now smoother, both in-game and during replays. Let's see here. Mobile. Better handling of larger memory Android devices, 6 GB plus. Custom HUD layouts. Users now toggle the visibility of buttons across combat/build modes. Red is hidden, green visible, blue does not affect visibility. Buttons will now be shown when they are relevant to the player, even when set to visible. Example, buttons shown while holding a weapon will only be shown on screen while a weapon is being held. The combat button, or the combat/build quick bar, is now resizable within the custom HUD layout. This includes extra buttons. Players now can now edit structures while in combat mode while holding any weapon. Bug fixes, the first weapon picked now properly equips automatically. Okay, guys, and that is all of the challenges. Not all the challenges. That is all the patch notes that we have here for Fortnite Battle Royale. Again, we are going to cover Save the World later on today. I'll come back and do that, but this is the end of this episode, so I got to thank you guys so much for checking out the episode. Again, if you want to be a part of the community or become even a more involved in the community, go join the Discord server, Daily Fortnite. Follow me over on Twitch. Subscribe to my YouTube. If you want to get a shout out here on the show, you can go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review while you're there. Go ahead and subscribe to the show so you get all the latest episodes as soon as they come out. Yeah, and that is going to be it for the Battle Royale. Again, we'll be back later with Save the World. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.